This is Sound and Vision from KEXP. I'm Emily Fox. KEXP's Drive Time DJ Kevin Cole recently dedicated one of his shows to the Eurosonic Music Festival and Music Moves Europe Awards that happened recently in the Netherlands. I caught up with Kevin to share some of the highlights from the festival, but first he talked about what Eurosonic is all about.
It's a showcase for new and emerging artists across Europe, cross genres. Very diverse, super eclectic. This year, 280 new and emerging artists slash bands have played. And there's a criteria to play at Eurosonic. I think it's like you can never have played before. And you have to have released something, your debut release, in like the last year and a half or so. So it truly is new and emerging artists across Europe. Each country gets to showcase and bring various different artists. This year, 280 artists performed, and it's cool because, Emily, you know how intense we are at KEXP about seeking out new music, and what blows me away is every year I look at the Eurosonic lineup. This year, 280 artists, and there are maybe 30 that I knew. Mm. So it's a really incredible opportunity to discover new music, and what it is really is it's a festival that the public's invited to, but it's more for the music industry in Europe. It happens in January every year because it's also geared towards festival bookers, and there's a lot of festivals throughout Europe all year long. So a lot of the festival bookers will go to really fill out their festival bill for the upcoming years because they've got all the headliners already booked, right? But here's an opportunity to see the newest of the new artists and bands and book those for the festivals, which is why it happens in January in the Groningen, Netherlands.
Amazing. That's so smart. And again, you said there's so many artists that performed. You're going to share about five artists today with us. But I mean, when you were there at the festival, how many different acts were you able to see while you were there?
I probably saw about 50. Every year I listened to everything, in part because I'm on the Music Moves Europe jury as well. I'd say I probably saw 50, maybe a little more than that.
Amazing. So let's focus on just five of those 50 that you saw out of the 280 some that performed. Who's the first artist or band that you want to share today?
How about this band from Bulgaria that they're called Trigaida, and they mix traditional Bulgarian folklore and motifs with modern electronics.
The next artist or band that you want to share with us?
Well, since we're kind of on that same sort of the idea of taking one's traditional music and doing something new with it, this is a band from the Netherlands. They're based out of Amsterdam. They're a sextet. They're called Nusantara Beat, and there's a first, second, and third generation Dutch Indonesians in the band. And through their sound, they're kind of rediscovering their roots of traditional Indonesian music and songs, specifically from the 60s and 70s, but adding their own unique twist to the mix. It's Nusantara Beat.
And I'm curious, listening to this track, like, were there certain countries that were more representative at the festival than others, or was it really just like a huge conglomerate of bands and artists from all over Europe?
Great question. Each year, there's so much. There's so many different bands from, again, across Europe, but there is a showcase country each year. So each year, Eurosonic picks a different country to lean into, and this year it was Poland.
So with that in mind, was there a Polish band that you saw that stood out to you during the festival?
Absolutely. There's a band that I've fallen in love with called Izzy and the Black Trees. And think kind of like Iggy and the Stooges meet maybe the Sonics. Just an incredible garage rock that really kind of harkens back to the sound of the Pacific Northwest in a way. This is a song called Liberate.
All right, Kevin, so what's another song that you want to share with us today?
The band that blew me away, the most intense group that I saw, is a duo out of Barcelona, Spain, Dami Aria. And they are an industrial punk style band. Imagine sort of vintage Wax Trax records from the 80s with a punky attitude meets kind of LCD sound system. It's a duo. They're playing multiple percussion instruments as they're performing, and just really incredibly intense. That is a duo from Barcelona, Spain, Dami Aria. The track is Esto Me Pertenece. Just an amazing duo, incredible live. And there's a chance they might be coming to Seattle sometime this summer. They've got a new album coming out in June, and look for Dami Aria to be here.
So, you know, we've been talking about artists that performed at the Eurosonic Festival that happened in January, but also as part of that festival is the Music Moves Europe's Awards. And I understand that you were a part of that award showcase, and these next two artists were a part of that. Tell me more about that.
So the Music Moves Europe Awards is a European Union initiative to really kind of spark the creative sector. Each year, 15 different artists are nominated, and then I'm on a jury of a five-person jury that includes Brian Johnson, who's a director at Spotify, Cindy Castillo, who directs and runs the Mad Cool Festival in Spain, Gemma Bradley, who's a BBC DJ, and then each year there's a public choice winner, the artist that won the public choice award. This year it was Jerry Hale from Ukraine. And we listen to and debate about the 15 different nominees. It's obviously an incredible challenge, and they're all awesome. And through our work, pick five winners. The prize is cool. I mean, it's an award to celebrate new emerging artists, and it's really designed to accelerate their international careers. So they get like 10,000 euros to apply directly toward their music, whether it be to record or to tour. And then the grand prize winner gets an additional $5,000. They all get to go to some business education training as well. So it's a really cool thing. And I'd like to play a couple, if you don't mind.
Yeah, please do.
This is a group called Freekind. I've absolutely fallen in love with this duo from Croatia and Slovenia. They have a manifesto, Be Free, Be Kind. Just a really incredible message of love and hope and positivity, and they're just so good live. They've got jazz chops, you can hear. It's an interesting mix of R&B, jazz, and hip-hop. The group is Freekind, and the song is Found Love.
I found love for myself. I found love. How we supposed to make it out here under all this pressure, with the cultural worry, pain and constant stressing. If I'm remembered by anything, let this be the message. Remember me, but a first kid who beat depression, coming from a family of antidepressants, Annie and all that sweet candy. The fix is quick, but the landing is heavy. Understand me, I'm talking, my mind expanding. I could be Grammy, I could win Grammys if I get the cementum and lose the bad brand like bye. I don't need this mess to mess with my journey towards the sky. No place for the doubtful mind, no time for questioning why. Got the answers inside, you feel the fire, let it burn.
All right, and it sounds like you have one more artist or band that was part of the Music Moves Europe Awards. Which one is this?
Yeah, I wanted to share the winner of the prestigious Grand Jury Prize. This artist also won the Public Choice Award, so kind of won it all. And it's Zaho de Zagazan from France, just an exceptionally talented artist, a really cool mix of all sorts of different influences, which is what's so cool about music nowadays anyway, right? It's all over the place, but you can hear some disco, some synth pop from the 80s, some French chansons, indie pop, and it's all kind of presented, you know, with some dance floor ready electronics. So it's Zaho de Zagazan from France here on KEXP.
Tristesse, vous ne mourrez pas ce soir. J'ai enfin trouvé la sagesse et désormais les pleins pouvoirs. Quelle audace de me faire croire que je ne suis qu'un pauvre pantin manipulé par vos mains dégoulinantes de pouvoir. Marionnette-t-il, je suis et sûrement pas l'inverse. Les émotions sont les couleurs, je suis le peintre qui les renverse. Marionnette-t-il, je suis et sûrement.
When you're at this festival, I'm curious, I mean, this is, you've been to this festival a few years, over the course of a few years, and, you know, I'm curious if this year, if there's any overall takeaways in terms of, like, what you saw, and if you're seeing certain trends musically happening from the artists that you saw, or, you know, you get a certain pulse of, like, where the music landscape is based on seeing these artists. Were there any big, like, takeaways from you?
In terms of a genre trend, I don't know, you know, I think part of what's happening that I hear is just really interesting mixes of traditional and modern sounds and influences from all over the world that work their way into the music. And maybe if there's a trend, it's just kind of artists being more open and honest and vulnerable about kind of mental health and their and all of our emotional states. And I sense that's something being addressed more in music than ever, and artists are also open to talking about it as well. And you listen to a duo like Freekind, and their whole album is really about that, and it's part of what makes it just a remarkable listening experience.
Amazing. Well, I've been speaking with Kevin Cole. He's been talking about highlights from the Eurosonic Festival and Music Moves Europe Awards that happened in the Netherlands earlier this year. You can check out his recent Drive Time show that showcased even more of these artists from the events. Check it out at the archive at kexp.org. Go back to his show from Thursday, March 21st. Thanks so much, Kevin.
Thanks, Emily.
That was Sound and Vision. And I want to give you a heads up that this is the final week of the Sound and Vision podcast. For nearly 5 years, this feed has brought you highlights from KEXP's Sound and Vision radio show. And stories could range from festival highlights, album reviews, roundtable discussions, reported features, and more. But starting next Tuesday, we're going to change the name of this feed to A Deeper Listen. And we're going to focus just on those in-depth artist interviews you've already heard on this show. We're doing this so you know what to expect from the podcast. And if you've liked the variety and the types of stories you hear on the Sound and Vision podcast, don't worry. It still will be available in the Sound and Vision radio show that airs every Saturday from 7:30 to 9 a.m. If you miss the live broadcast, you can always listen on the archive at kexp.org. And if you've been listening to Sound and Vision for a while and appreciate what you've heard, please let us know. Rate this podcast, review it, and help financially support what Sound and Vision will continue to do at kexp.org/sound. Thanks so much for listening.